Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Training proudly present No Borders, No Picks, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King David Duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. And yes, after a long month of Anime Boston and PAX East coverage on both Boston Bastard Brigade and Electric Sisterhood, we are back. And I want to give one last special thank you to everyone at both AB and PAX for their hard work and dedication, some great interviews, fun games, successful panels, and new friends made. And I hope you enjoyed the coverage as well. However, I would like to take this opportunity to tell Boston to never fucking put their two biggest nerd conventions back to back ever again! Jesus Christ! I thought I was gonna pass out during the final day of PAX East. I didn't even have any appointments that day. I just walked around like a zombie on nothing but 4 days worth of corn dogs. By the way, don't eat corn dogs for lunch 4 days in a row. Even if you work as a carny and they give you free corn dogs for each shift, don't fucking do it. It's not healthy, and it doesn't do well with one's mentality. Sorry, just a little bit of a gripe that I had to get off my chest. But anyways, if you can't tell, this is episode 196, which means we're just a couple episodes away from episode 200 of No Borders, No Race. I don't know exactly what I'm going to plan yet, but it will involve Elite Four Derek, Andrew and John Star from Wicked Anime, and hopefully our J-pop ally, Tyler Abstract from Abstract Japan. Keep an eye out on what may be on the horizon via our socials. But right now, let's do something I haven't been able to do for nearly 2 months. Let's head on over to our playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and you want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, Yes Asia, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. Today we're going to start things off with, as shocking as it sounds, a wonderful up-and-coming pop idol group. Well, technically they're already big enough to have their own official theater, which is the Sakura Theater in Hokkaido, but we of course would love to see them take down the likes of AKB48 and Morning Musume 18. They're called Nippon Sailor Joshi, which is translated as Japan Sailor Girls. I had the wonderful privilege of meeting and chatting with two of their members, Mai and Sae, at this year's Japan Festival Boston. And a big shout out to their manager, Takumi Kyono, who was really nice too. And I'm also now Facebook friends with them. Don't you just love getting really cool connections like that? But anyways, what I'm about to play for you is a single that they released last year, and it's called Kimi ga yo. Kimi ga yo no naka de kagayaki tsuzukeru no wo mimamotte itai da yo. Kimi no soba de.
Thank you.
Sophomore release Hi-Fi Pops, that was Ore-sama with Minimoto de Tsukamaete, a fine record, by the way, which features the stuff you might have heard on series like Magical Circle Guru Guru and Alice in Zoroku. It's quite the good party album as well. I highly recommend checking it out. So, I know I watch a lot of anime. Actually, I think I'm watching about 13 or 14 new shows this season alone, and because of this, I tend to find myself cutting off shows from America and other parts of the world. And because of this, I tend to forget certain shows have come back because I'm not paying attention to them as much as I should have. Hell, I missed out on season 2 of Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency because I saw nothing about its return at all. And unfortunately, it seems other people did too, as it got cancelled soon afterwards. But one series I always looked forward to seeing again was Archer, as it showcased some of the best style of crass humor in any animated series. That is, until this recent season, aptly titled Danger Island. I remember plopping myself down, turning on the TV, and proceeded to watch through the first episode. My eyes didn't leave the screen once as I watched Sterling Archer and his crew in a new tropical setting for 30 straight minutes. It was right after I finished watching when I realized something was off. I couldn't put my finger on it then, but it wasn't until I was watching some of my favorite anime comedies of this season, like Hina Matsuri and Tada Never Falls in Love, when I realized what had happened. Throughout those 30 minutes of Archer Danger Island, never once did I laugh. And that's when the sad realization hit me. Archer has finally jumped the shark, and it is no longer the golden comedy it once was. It happens to almost all shows, no doubt. After all, it's always some of the best shows that often overstay its welcome. I've often spoken about how shows like Modern Family, The Simpsons, Family Guy, Big Bang Theory, and many other long-running programs just need to call it quits. And now it appears Archer has fallen upon this list as well. What was once some of the wackiest, dirtiest, and clever humor to be showcased on an adult cartoon has gotten stale and less inventive. Perhaps other anime adult comedies like Rick and Morty, the phenomenal newcomer Ballmasters 9009, and even anime like Konosuba and Agretzko showed me that you can be hilarious in many different ways, and that the Sterling Archer method has somewhat lost its credibility as a top-tier series. That's not to say I started to dislike Archer. Far from it. Seasons 1 through 4 were flawless, featuring some of the greatest comedies and zingers I have ever heard in an animated show. However, looking back, I will say that it started to fall in quality starting at around Season 5, which was actually the last one I bought on Blu-ray. Season 6 had some great moments, 7 was decent, and I kinda like what they did with Archer Dreamland in Season 8, but this 9th season, Danger Island, I just really can't get behind it. I'm sorry, but as much as I love Archer, I just can't watch the rest of this new season. I mean, after all, if, you know, they say if you love something, set it free. And I guess that's what I'm doing with Sterling, Lana, Cyril, and the rest of the gang, formerly known as ISIS. You know, before real ISIS took that away from them. It sucks, but it often happens to great shows. Series that go for well over 100 episodes will no doubt lose their luster after a while. The problem is, these shows just don't know when to quit, even when it's obvious that they aren't as good as they once were. I know Archer has one more season after this upcoming one, and I certainly hope that they don't add any more soon after, because, man, it'd be really painful to see the talents of H. John Benjamin, Aisha Tyler, Chris Parnell, Jessica Walter, and the rest of the cast be wasted on a show that just won't die. Speaking of which, as of this recording, news came out that Brooklyn Nine-Nine had been canceled after 5 seasons, Last Man on Earth got canceled after, I think, 3 seasons, and for some reason, Fox decided to bring back the Tim Allen show Last Man Standing, which I did talk about in a previous segment like a few months back. Actually, it might have been like back in 2016 when it got canceled. Don't know why they're bringing it back. It's one of those shows that, like I said, not my kind of humor. I didn't really find it funny, but you know, Fox, and I'm just gonna leave it at that. Of course, this is my opinion, and if you have any thoughts on Archer's latest season, whether you agree with me or not, be sure to tweet at me at KingBabyDuckESH, or even write to us at TheBastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com. Right then, let's play a bit more music. Coming up next, we've got The Decree's latest single, and if you find yourself in the Dunfermline area of the UK in June, you can catch him on the 9th at PJ Pooloy's at 7 p.m. This one is hilariously titled, "I Don't Mind, But I Thought You Were a Lesbian."
Just like you. 息で叫ぶ神様。ただ一時乗りのあいつが線路沿いにある遊園地でメリーゴーラウンドにしか乗らないから、僕はベンチでため息をつく。
From their sadly out of print second album, Let It Roll, that was Stance Punks with Zetsubou no Generation. Last year saw the release of their most recent single, Yume no Gakudan, which hopefully means their eighth album will soon be around the corner. Then again, it took 4 years for them to release Pins after the first single from that release, so who really knows? Anyways, coming up next is Asaka, whom we've had the wonderful pleasure of meeting and interviewing at Anime Boston this year. Some people may not know this, but Asuka spent a good chunk of her childhood in Michigan, of all places. And yes, she knows the universal sign of showing where in Michigan she's lived. Right now, we're going to spin one of her singles from last year, which served as the end theme to A Centaur's Life. This is Edelweiss.
If as Edelweiss, scaring in the dark, so this sky ga こと忘れてもI'm not afraid to die. 忘れない風に怯えてた。
some incredibly awesome shoegazing melodies from California. That was Soft Science with their recent single, Paris. And while that song won't be on it, Soft Science have a new album coming out on June 1st entitled Maps, and I highly recommend pre-ordering that record. I've been listening to this and practically their entire discography for the last week, and it legit feels like the second coming of Asobi Seksu, who is like one of my all-time favorite shoegazing alt-rock bands. I'm legit excited about this group. I reckon big things could happen for them with the right push, and hopefully what I'm doing here on No Borders No Race will be a nice start for them. Now, I know No Borders No Race is predominantly a music show with talking points in between, but it's not often when I actually get to critique music on this podcast. This may sound a little soapboxy what I'm about to say, but please bear me a couple minutes to express this opinion that's been floating around my head. Are you ready? Here goes. I'm really disappointed with Jack White's new album, Boarding House Reach. Very often have I thrown praise to the man who's been a white stripe, a raconteur, and a part of the Dead Weather. And for good reason, Jack White makes some pretty amazing music, blending blues, folk, and garage rock to craft some of the most iconic sounds to come out of the genre in probably the last two decades. I've seen him live as a white stripe, a raconteur, and twice on his solo shows, one of which was a fantastic gig at Fenway Park. I seriously wish he'd released that show on vinyl because it was purely magical. And to be blunt, speaking of which, I feel like Jack White played an important role in revitalizing the vinyl record scene, something that many people thought would never make the comeback that it currently has been. People also said the same thing about cassettes, which I'm personally shocked have made a tremendous comeback too. But Jack White's new album, Boarding House Reach, isn't a great album. I'm not saying it's a terrible album, it's just kind of below average. A record that feels like it's all over the place without some kind of goal to tie it all back up into a neat little bow. And Jack's usually really good when it comes to music that throws its listeners all over the place. It's why I loved his Blunderbuss and Lazaretto records, as it had many cool styles and memorable tracks that make them enjoyable to listen to each time. But here in Boarding House Reach, it's just a jumbled up mess. Weird spoken word pieces, sound choices that seem more nauseating than musical, and even the lyrics feel a bit forced. I will admit that Jack can rap pretty well on Ice Station Zebra, though. That is a cool track. But as a whole, Jack's third solo album just doesn't quite work. I get that musicians should be allowed to experiment with their sound and try something different, but the point of an experiment is to try something and work with it until it properly does what you intended it to do. Scientists don't invent medicine and just release it right off the bat. They have to do trials and iron out their errors. Otherwise, I'm sure stuff like aspirin and penicillin would make some people, like, grow horns on their forehead, or an extra toe on the side of their foot. You can't just mix everything and just go, well, that's good enough. You need to see what you have, take out some of the more discerning elements, and then repeat the process until it delivers what you want it to accomplish. And unfortunately, that's not what Jack White did. And it's very uncharacteristic of him to release an album that doesn't hit you like a bat out of hell. But then again, after doing six White Stripes albums, three Dead Weather records, two Raconteurs releases, and two of his own solo works, one has to have exhausted themselves creatively with the need of taking a break. Releasing 11 albums in under two decades is quite the undertaking, which can result in one's writing skills and melody making to become a little tired sounding. It's kind of why I haven't been doing as many game reviews as I've had in recent months. That's why I actually kind of took a break after PAX East, but I'm back in full force once more with my recent piece on the Behemoth video game Pet People. But I'm digressing right now. My advice to Jack is to take a very well-deserved vacation. Go do some sightseeing. Don't worry about performing shows and the like. And give those creative pipes of yours the chance to breathe and relax. And once you've gotten your batteries charged and inspiration hits you, you put that pencil to the paper and go back to writing. And this goes for anyone out there, even you listeners, be it your songwriters, your journalists, your bloggers, poets, everyone out there who writes to create. When you can't craft, take a break. Otherwise, well, listen to Boarding House Reach for yourselves, and you'll hear what creative exhaustion sounds like. Up next, we're going to spin the title track from The Pillows' 2006 album, one that I'm sure you might have heard when Toonami surprised everyone with that new episode of Fooly Cooly on April Fool's Day. I also may know something regarding The Pillows, but I can't go into details right now. Until then, here is My Foot.
年前風道なき道をかかどを鳴らしてゆこう。
food punishment with Skystep from the Air Feel Color Swim EP. While the band called it quits back in 2012, its members have been rather busy since. Frontwoman Yumi Uchimura, producer Ryo Eguchi, and touring guitarist Ritsu Mitsui joined the band Larks, and keyboardist Masayuki Hasuo and bassist Hideaki Yamazaki recently formed the group Seraph with singer Annabelle, which some may recall did a few songs for the series Higurashi, When They Cry. Now, before I spin this next artist, I want to give a bit of an introduction to her. Her name is Jackie Campbell, and she was a fellow Salem State student that shared the same passion in music as I did. We bonded over our love of Deerhoof, whom I really should give a spin sometime soon, and she also wound up hosting her own radio show at WMWM Salem that lasted nearly close to 2 a.m. each Thursday night, even though she should have been out of there by midnight. But it was my last semester, as well as my final moments of being the station's program director, and the fucks I had around then were close to zero. By the way, you can also see her perform the Christmas Waltz on B3's Facebook page, which was the only time Blanik and I ever emceed a show. But anyways, since then, Jackie moved out to New York to pursue her music career, and after a lot of hard work and dedication, she has finally unleashed her debut record, the JK EP. I urge everyone to go out and support her, like her Facebook page, buy the EP, check out her Spotify, and follow her on Twitter and all social media pages if possible, as I spin a track from her debut record. This is Keep In Touch.
Shirt inside a bag so I can still smell your perfume, your perfume. And I have got your queen of hearts, your two of clubs, they're folded in my room, in my room. 'Cause that's what I was down, and that's just what I held on to. Yeah, that's what I was dealt, and that's just what I fell into. You said I didn't call enough. You said I didn't keep in touch. You said I didn't know what love really wants, really was. And I didn't call enough. I was too busy being tough. That's what I was down, and that's just what I held on to. Yeah, that is how I felt, that is how I dealt with you. You said I didn't call enough. You said I didn't keep in touch.
is how I dealt, that is how I fell into.
Now that you're gone, now that you're gone, now that you're gone, now that you're gone.
You said I didn't call enough. You said I didn't keep in touch.
Yeah.
latest single from Sayuri, that was Tsukito Hanataba, which served as the end theme to the series Fate Extra Last Encore. Sayuri will be performing at Anisong World Matsuri during Anime Expo in LA, which I so wish I can go to if I had the money to fly out there. Please, someone convince her to fly closer to perform, goddammit! I can handle like a New York City gig if that's as close as she can get. Sorry, just some wishful thinking. So for the last couple of weeks, I've made mention of a certain manga entitled My Lesbian Experience with Loneliness, which was written by Nagata Kabi. I've talked about it on Wicked Anime a bit, as well as name-dropped it in my reviews of the amazing The Bride Was a Boy and the sucky first volume of Motoki. And I wanted to take this opportunity to talk a little bit about this manga and why I recommend it for all you adult listeners out there. For starters, My Lesbian Experience with Loneliness is Kabe's true story, and it deals with her struggles with dating, fitting into society, and attempting some sort of connection to the world around her. And it rarely glosses over how far into the deep end she went before she rose from the ashes. She became heavily depressed. She cut herself, and often locked herself away from even her caring parents and the like. But it's when she finds herself unable to get out of bed when she realizes that in her rock-bottom situation, there's now nowhere to go but up, which is when she decides to make a sort of big decision to rid herself of some of her frustrations. Now, this is where some people may find themselves a tiny bit turned off by Kabi's choice, as what she does is call an escort service so she can both lose her virginity and some of the anxiety that's been building up inside of her. And if you can't agree with her decision to do this on moral grounds, you know, I don't blame you. Even I kind of raised my eyebrow when she decided to do this. But when you look at what Kabi went through, especially when it comes to lacking the sort of human interaction that many people need in order to go on with their day, you will understand why she did this. And I have to admit, despite how it may sound, the scenes depicting Kabi and the escort she hired is kind of sweet. While it is depicted sexually, and some terms are used that make this a book that no kid should ever read, it never reaches a level that I would consider vulgar or even perverted. In fact, how the escort treats Kabe is incredibly warm-hearted. She knows this girl is very inexperienced and has absolutely zero knowledge of what to do. But she coaches, coddles, and even comforts Kabe to make sure she's okay and is having as good a time as she can. Even when Kabe feels like it didn't go well, especially when looking at it retrospectively, she feels like better days may be ahead of her because she got to experience it. You know, it's kind of tough to say this on this show. In fact, it's kind of tough to say this in any place, even in my own personal surroundings, but I kind of saw a lot of myself when reading My Lesbian Experience with Loneliness, despite being, you know, a straight cisgendered male. But the moments of doubt and anxiety Kabi presented in this book are stuff that I personally went through during some of my tougher days. Heck, I still have a day or two like that where I feel like shit, nothing's going my way, and I feel incredibly alone in this world of ours. But you know what? I'm not the only one who's felt this way. It's kind of humanistic to have these thoughts and emotions go through you. It's a big and frustrating world out there, and to walk out that door every day with a head held high is very challenging. But if we push ourselves to do something that'll make us feel better and put us on a path towards happiness, then by all means, go and do it. You know, just as long as it's legal, of course. Different laws in different states or countries, unfortunately. Now, look, I didn't start this segment out as being one of enlightenment or dishing philosophy and advice. I just wanted people to read Nagata Kabi's My Lesbian Experience Loneliness. But this book made me look at myself in a way that I haven't in a while. And it made me feel like something healed inside of me that was damaged for many years. I'm not saying it miraculously cured me, but it definitely mended something deep inside that felt bent or broken for a very long time. If you get something out of reading Kabi's book, then it has certainly done its job. And I want everyone listening to buy or if they still exist in your area, go to your local library and read My Lesbian Experience with Loneliness by Nagata Kabi. I also want to point out that Kabi's next autobiographical manga, My Solo Exchange Diary, comes out on June 5th from Seven Seas Entertainment, so please be on the lookout for that too. Also, another shout out to Cheese The Bride Was a Boy, a phenomenal read that I recommend everyone check out. It probably might actually be the best manga release of 2018, unless My Solo Exchange Diary winds up being better than her previous book. You'll never know. Okay, let's go back to our playlist. Duo's Infinity are back with a new album entitled Alive, and we're gonna spin something from that for all of you to enjoy. Here's Silver Moon.
Free me from the shackles, you're the cure. The phantoms reign where no gods are. Their indiscreet abominations are spectacular. If there's a lousy scene, ain't seen it yet. We've been ridden hard and put away wet. Been ridden hard and put away wet.
There comes a day, you see what we are. Closer in nature to the tapeworm and the jaguar. And we're the feast of germs, lest we forget. Hey, are we having fun yet? Are we having fun yet?
Bring us a louder light. Bring us a shining noise. Bring the kind of mess the ghost of Elvis enjoys. Turn the window liquors in the hole.
Yourself before the moment's gone. Is this the hill that you wanna die on? Is this the hill that you wanna die on?
Bring us the ladder light, echo the blinding sound. Let's soar the wind to the cyclotron and wander around. Kill the monster in his silver tights. It's a new kind of WrestleMania. Church of a louder light, but a louder light.
We're synesthesiacs for the new age, purifying the ether from the pyramid stage. A consummation by a thousand drums. All aboard for the life to come. All aboard for the life to come.
Bring us the louder light. Why not as perpetual? Bring us the party we can hear through the wall. Slaking the most sonic appetites. We can see through the veil of silence in the church of the louder light. The louder light. The church of the louder light.
And that, listeners, is what we call a hardcore case of jungle fever. That was Shriek Back with Church of the Louder Light off of their upcoming 14th album, Why Anything, Why This, which will be in stores on May 25th. I was going to say that they have a very Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds sound to them, but considering Shriek Back have been around 2 years longer than those guys, it's safe to say that it should be said the other way around. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter and the J-pop, anime, and video games amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade and Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration for this week's tracks from Soft Science and Shriekback, made by Shameless Promotion PR, and a very special thank you to the Decrees and Jackie Campbell for sending down their latest music for us to spin. The final song on today's show comes from the woman who truly opened my eyes both to J-pop and the art of the anisong. It's Megumi Hayashibara, who just released her new album, 50-50 to celebrate, what else? Her 50th birthday. And she still sounds as amazing as ever. This song is called Sky 5. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps. Guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast.
What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.